HTC Exodus 1 is out, sales begin. The start of sales for the Finny smartphone developed by Sirin Labs has motivated competitors. HTC introduced its first crypto-enthusiasts-oriented smartphone Exodus 1 in Helsinki, for which it began to accept orders in October. The first difference that catches the eye is that the Exodus 1 device, unlike Finny, does not have the function of a cold wallet. On the other hand, Exodus 1 has a built-in Zion security enclave, where the user's private keys are stored separately from the operating system. This model, of course, is inferior to the function of cold storage, but much safer than the usual wallets applications that crypto enthusiasts massively use. The second difference is the price. If Finny has a recommended price of $999, while HTC kept its promise and set cryptocurrency prices on its smartphone even before the rate has dropped. Now Exodus 1 can be ordered on the company's website for 0.15 Bitcoin, which is less than $600. It is also possible to pay for the Ant smartphone with ETH and Litecoin, however, the order can be placed only by the residents of the United States and Canada. Here are the specifications of the new smartphone. Display, 6-inch IPS LCD display, 1440x3120 resolution. Durability, IP68 dust proof and waterproof. Chipset, Qualcomm Snapdragon 845. OS, Android 8.1. Storage and memory, 6GB RAM, 128GB internal storage, non-expandable. Battery, 3500mAh battery, USB Type-C charging, support for fast charging. Camera, 16MP and 12MP main camera, dual 8MP selfie camera. Connectivity, 4G LTE, Bluetooth 5.0, Wi-Fi 802.11a/b/g/nac, dual band, Wi-Fi direct, hotspot, headphone jack, yes. The presentation of the HTC smartphone took place in Helsinki with the participation of the Litecoin creator Charlie Lee and had a clear ideological burden. Phil Chen, the founder of HTC Vive and currently HTC's decentralization chief officer, said that the company believed in an open internet and expected Exodus to help users get rid of the tyranny of technology by regaining control over our own personal information. According to him, what was perceived as the beginning of a new era resulted in a new feudal system. 7 major technological conglomerates were able to put technology into their service, distorting the very essence of internet technology, Chen said. Subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.